Good evening. Welcome back to Thirsty Thursday in the Word. Quick question for you. What is your purpose? It's New Year's. It's a brand new year. 2022 is here. Have you thought about your purpose? Let's pray. Father God, we love you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for this past Christmas season and the celebrations and the fellowship that we had. I pray, Lord, that that continues all the way in and through this year until next. Lord, I pray that we can continually renew relationships and find purpose in our lives through you. And we trust that this scripture will help speak to that, and we'll give it to you and give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So what is your purpose for today, or maybe this week or this month, or what's your purpose for this year? Or is it bigger than that? What's your purpose for this life that we're living? Have you ever wondered that? God, why did you put me here? What am I supposed to be doing for you? And maybe that's more important to consider than what is my purpose today. Maybe we should be considering what was God's purpose for us today. I think that kind of defines us a little bit better. Let's talk about how that works. If there was an Adam, you may remember Adam and Eve, and Adam is considered in one passage as the last Adam, and then Jesus comes and he was the first man Adam, and now God has come as the second Adam or the last Adam, because Jesus has come to correct the mistakes of the first Adam. He's come to redeem and restore us from what the first Adam lost. And I hope that makes a little bit of sense to you, but maybe if we consider our purpose for life as a purpose to satisfy and conform to the image of that last Adam, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, maybe our purpose is to try to be like him. Maybe our purpose in life that God has given us is to help us serve other people. Maybe even to help them restore other relationships. Perhaps introduce other people to Christ. Perhaps our purpose is to live a Christ-like life so that we can be examples to other people. That gives us purpose, not just for today and tomorrow, or this week or this month. That's really a lifelong purpose for us that should kind of manifest itself daily. A lifelong purpose that manifests itself daily. Imagine that. We are Christ's hands. We are Christ's feet. We have Christ's heart. If we use those three things, that's fulfilling a purpose. And it's a valuable purpose. It has great value for other people. So if you have a purpose for today or this week or this year or your life, remember, it's only one step. Each of those days, weeks, months is just one step closer to God's ultimate purpose for you. And that is to be like Christ. Keep that in mind. Happy New Year. And I pray that it's the most blessed year you've ever had because you're staying in his purpose. Have a great week.